Good morning, Lamigan.
Good morning, Diesel. And good morning, folks.
And just wow. It just seems like it's been 3 years, and it has.
Diesel, I've gained 65 pounds. I read the post. I've been volunteering for local mercenary groups. Diesel, I bombed a train track. I bombed a train track in southern Ohio. What? You're what?
I started working at a bakery.
I feel as though you have been doing that for a while, and you keep screwing up, Diesel. Can you talk about a little bit about what kind of things you bake and the mistakes you've made in baking it?
Well, they don't let me fill the donuts. They don't let me fill the donuts with the pudding yet, but I get to stir the pudding in so far.
Oh, pudding, but Diesel, I like custard.
Oh, pudding, Lamigan, pudding. They let me fill the pudding up.
Do you see custard and pudding differently, Diesel?
They don't do custard, and no one's ever done custard. Do you know what disgusting things they have to do to make it? No, and Lamigan, shut up about this.
No one's done custard.
No one's done custard like I've done custard. And I've done a lot of custard.
They let you do custard, but they don't let you do the pudding.
Lamigan, Ukraine? Yes. Yes.
The things I've done in Ukraine.
What a hero. What a hero. Not you, but you know what I'm talking about.
Don't say it. Good Diesel, I think I'm on a different side than you.
LITTLE TRIB. WFM.
Zelensky. Oh, I know he's ugly. Lamigan, I know he's ugly.
No.
I know he's ugly, but he's kind of cool. He's kind of really cool.
With the things I've done to the Ukrainian people, I can't exactly sit here and say that. I think Zelensky's cool. Diesel, it's part of what I've been up to lately is I've been working for Wagner. You heard of Wagner?
No, go on.
It's a military...
By the way, Lamigan, you can convince me. You can convince me a lot.
Oh, yeah, you want to turn to the other side?
Yes, please.
Well, what I want to tell you about... Folks, if you're listening to this early morning, waking up, listen.
Eating cherries and cream.
Yeah, eating cherries and cream, munching on your cereal bar. Folks, Russia is right. What they're doing is
awesome.
Rightful, it's lawful, and what Ukraine is doing is mowing down my mercenary brothers, my brethren. Folks, Wagner is a mercenary group hired by Vladimir Putin to decimate Ukrainian villages and cottages and countryside locales, and it's so much fun. We loot. It's 2023, Diesel, and we loot.
What do you take? What kind of stuff?
It's Ukraine. They've got old-time gems. They got little statues and little ceramic sculptures. And they got patterned fabrics. They've got very, very fine food.
What about, do they have gold or jewels?
Oh, yes. Diesel, I would say almost every Ukrainian family has a chest full of jewels, gold, gems, and rubies.
It's probably the corruption.
Diesel, there's not enough talk about looting in war. When you would loot somewhere like Iraq or Afghanistan, the things you would get, it made no sense to me. I would go into these villages and just... and be like, empty pockets. But you go to Ukraine, man, they got gold. They got rubies. I got some electronics. And we're mowing them down, and they're mowing us down. And you know what, Diesel? It's rightful.
Lamigan, I did loot. Do you remember I told you I was kind of in a troop?
Katrina, you looted in Katrina some of the small businesses?
No, that's different.
You looted some of the small businesses?
It was back in Iraq. Do you remember I told you I traveled with a battalion of clowns? We weren't actually clowns, but we were...
Silly.
We made people laugh.
Yeah, it's clownish.
Well, Lambikin, I did loot in Iraq, and I walked into this old cottage, and I'll never forget. There was a lot of jars. And they were all
canopic
filled with...
jars. These are, they call them canopic jars.
They were guessing jars. And you had to guess how many candies were in each one, and if you got it right, they gave you the whole jar.
That's kind of like looting. It's kind of like looting, and it's kind of like what we've been doing up in U. We call it U. Ukraine.
I call it the Ukraine.
Oh, you say the Ukraine?
The Ukraine, yes.
Okay.
Because they're heroes. And can you tell me why I think they're heroes and why I shouldn't?
Because what Russia's doing is rightful. And the United States, Diesel, they're waging this war against Russia using Ukraine like puppets. They're their puppets. So when I fight against Ukrainians, when I shoot a bullet in a Ukrainian soldier, I think I'm punching Joe Biden in the balls.
Wow. That's interesting. Lambikin, I watch so much
news. Because the president's invincible. You can't shoot a president.
Your fist goes right through them if you try to punch them.
Yeah, it's just, like you're a taking ghost. A little bit. You're just taking a little chip off them, but it's not getting nothing done. So yeah, I've been doing mercenary work in Ukraine, reading the post, gaining weight.
Speaking of that, about how presidents are invincible, he actually didn't get shot. The bullet went right through his head, but it was just happened to be the exact moment that I'm talking about. John F. Kennedy.
I wasn't sure who you were talking about. It could have been Gerald Ford. It could have been...
McKinley.
Hell, it could have been McKinley.
What would happen was any Lincoln. President... Yes, Lincoln too. Their heads just
happy
explode.
Happy President's Day, Diesel.
Or happy President's Day. Let me make my point, please.
Okay.
What happens with presidents is sometimes their heads just explode out of, I don't know, rage or maybe just stress.
Boredom,
yeah, it's very boring. You have to have a lot of meetings with many boring people.
And
I can't even
say yes, no, yes, I can. Can you imagine
the amount of carelessness I would have in the White House in the Oval Office, knocking things over? I would pee on the carpet.
The absolute disregard for social mores, Diesel, that I would have if I lived in the White House, I would start defecating on the kitchen table.
I would stare at my staff with the most blank stare, emotionless. And I would forget how to have emotion, and I would stare at them, probably how a killer would stare at a victim before doing something very gruesome. But I wouldn't kill, I would just give them that look.
I would eat dinner with a visiting family. Yeah, maybe the Emperor of Japan's children. Or maybe the King of England's kids. And I would just start laughing in this high-pitched laugh that just makes them think something's not quite right. And then I would just march on over and I would take their plates and I would toss them across the room.
Bang them together. Bang all the dirty plates together.
Bang all the dirty plates together.
Did you get my point about the presidents? They don't get killed. It just so happens
to. The stress gets to them.
Or the boredom.
The boredom. Their heads blow up.
So we don't need to worry about that. And Zelensky, I think he's a whole different chemical.
His days are numbered. He's not going to be around much longer, Diesel. If you think the Russian military doesn't know exactly where he's at, you're kidding yourself.
No puppet.
And folks, if you're listening, no military secrets and no mercenary secrets. Oh, jeez, Diesel, since we last spoke, there's been balloons and shootings. And
you said that you bombed a train. Can you talk about how you bombed a train?
Sure.
It was a chemical train.
Southern Ohio, yeah. Some fellas paid me a hefty sum to bomb a train. It was full of lithium chloride or vinyl something.
It was filled with hydroxy cut
powder into the atmosphere. Diesel, you can't have a cup of water out there now without it being green and the bubbles coming up to the top, and you hear these people complaining, screaming, shouting. I just want to say, shut up.
Just stop drinking the water.
You don't like water anyway. Water doesn't taste like anything.
Do you know how much weight you can lose? All these fat people. If they stop drinking water for a few weeks and that's all it's going to take, where to really kill them, they'll lose like 20 pounds.
Diesel, I let off the bomb, walked away, looked around at the people. They were all fat.
Yeah, I would think to myself, you...
Yeah, just drink the juice, drink your beer, drink your pop, and stop talking to me. Just stop. It's not a big deal, Diesel. The governor of the state came down today and he drank a cup of water.
These people are crying. Can you imagine?
Diesel, it's worse than Chernobyl out there. People will have cancer for generations. Chernobyl? It was a big a chemical destructive disaster in the 1980s, and many men died and sort of melting.
Women. Hot women.
Diesel, I think it's time to pull up the post. Pull up the post. I've been reading the post.
Okay.
I want you to read to me the hottest headlines. Because, folks, if you're thinking about this world we live in today and... You're thinking about East Palestine and balloons and Wagner, and we're trying to all make it all make sense to you folks. It's not so much that what we're saying to you is true or what we believe, it's just that we're trying to make all the current events make sense to you in a way that ties together. We want it all to tie together. But little Diesel and I, we've been reading something called The Post, and we are liking what we hear. So, little Diesel, what do you got?
Okay, this is pretty good. The headline is Hit So Hard. Video captures critically injured man thrown from SUV by 15-year-old carjackers. A shocking surveillance video was captured the chilling moment a 28-year-old man was hurled from the roof of his carjacked SUV, leaving him battered and motionless on the sidewalk. Tory Thompson is seen desperately hanging onto the roof of his stolen Lexus Monday night as a speeding vehicle loses control and slams into a fire hydrant and flips over, sending him hurtling through the air. A second video shows Thompson landing on the sidewalk and lying motionless as bystanders run to the wrecked SUV. The three car thieves are seen climbing out of the vehicle and making a run for it, with two of them being 15 years old. Here we go. You have to understand how fast that car was coming, said a local homeowner who asked not to be identified. Like 80 miles per hour. You could hear the screeching tires all the way down the block, and then my old house shook when he hit the hydrant. Boom. It hit so hard, it shot the fire hydrant through my fence into my yard, she said Wednesday. I came out and I saw him lying there, and the blood was on the ground. And that's why they called the headline Hit So Hard, because they interviewed a neighbor who said the car was hit so hard.
Hit so hard.
By 15-year-old carjackers.
Diesel?
Yes, Libby.
I wanted to ask you something.
Yes.
Were you the 76-year-old man that they airlifted away from Kelly's Island yesterday?
Lambigan, I don't remember it, but I did wake up in a hospital with an old-fashioned head bandage.
Diesel?
Yes.
Are you 76 years old?
Yes.
It's
been a long time since the last show. I don't sound it, do I? I still have a lot of life in me.
You don't sound a day over 68.
I still have a lot of life.
What do you think about the way they treat people on those life flights? I always thought they just treat you like a dead body and they just drag you around.
You would never believe what they do to people on the life flight.
They don't have a helmet. They keep the doors open.
Lamigan, it's worse. Think of any war crime. The worst war crime you could ever imagine.
Torture.
Way worse. And that's what they do to you. They do the thing where they plier off your fingernails and... what's the sound?
That?
What's the Cuban sound? Yes, they played that.
Why do they do that? Why do they do all that to you?
Because they know no one's checking. It's complete freaks that fly those helicopters.
Helicopters.
You know, I didn't even know I was on one until you told me just now. I thought it was a freak jet.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, I thought it was a circus plane.
You eat fast food?
There's a bunch of clowns messing with me.
You eat fast food much, Diesel?
No.
Yeah, well, they got freaky people working at those restaurants. They
are. Those are the lowest of the low. That is an example of where you should never find yourself. Even as a teenager, you don't ever want to be that guy.
The things they do to their food is just thoughtless.
It's just complete crazy people, and they're popping their zit. It's a dermatologist nightmare, the food. People pop their zits and their pimples right into the food.
Oh, and if they don't like the way you look or the way you act,
they'll tell you.
They'll tell you, but they'll spit in your food. And you have to eat it. And you don't even know if they're spitting it.
You know, in Cleveland, it's the same people. It's about 8 people. It sounds fake, but you go to one restaurant. You go to an Arby's. And you order your food, and it's terrible. The people are just the worst. But they're the complete outcasts of society. And as soon as you leave to go to try a different restaurant, they are running. It's like, almost like a cartoon. They run to the next restaurant, and they are so they can work there too before you get to order.
Diesel.
It's pretty comical.
Yeah, they run around. I'm no foodie, but you know the best restaurant in this town. You say it. Say it, and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. Say it.
Bonnie's.
Mr. Heroes.
Ooh.
They'll put your food in a bucket. You drop your money in a bucket. They swirl it around. You take your food. They take your money. And the people who work there, they don't care if you like the food.
They make you a sandwich and they dump the whole sandwich into a wet bucket.
Yes.
You have to pick up the sandwich.
Yes. Diesel. I need to ask.
It is morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
What did you have for breakfast?
Me? I have been eating. I had a diner's breakfast.
dry egg.
4 eggs, 8 pancakes, 2 bacons, Canadian sausage, a ham, double toast, double butter, triple butter, double jam, coffee, Diet Coke, and OJ.
Melted butter?
Half the butter was melted and half was solid as a rock.
Do you tip?
No. I don't tip, Diesel. And folks, if you're listening...
They make their own money.
And you tip? You make your own money. You want a job where you don't have to get tips? Get a job. Get that job.
Don't work there.
Don't work there. I'm not going to tip you. The price is the price. I don't have to tip you. No one's going to make me. I hate etiquette. I hate manners.
The price is just the price.
The price is right.
If you want them to make more money, to go to a different restaurant.
Yeah, what do you want from me? More money? Oh, I'll give you money. But you better give me more food.
Yeah. Lamigan?
Diesel?
Is it different in the morning? We could still say anything, but it is different, isn't it?
The different part is the people listening. You. Oh. You.
Yeah, you listening? Give us a call, I dare you. See if we pick up. 216-368-2208. Just see.
No one's gonna answer. You're gonna start dialing the number while you're driving your truck. You're gonna crash. You're gonna fall off the hill.
Yes. Lamigan, how fast do you drive, or do you drive, or do you walk?
I walk. I walk on the Meridian. So, you know that yellow dotted line in the middle of the road?
Yes.
That's my walking path. I follow that as far as I can go.
And how far does it go?
Well, it depends on the road. I can go straight, I can go to the side or the other side. It depends on the road.
Of course, Lamigan. It is almost, I could just imagine in your mind, you think that meridian was made for you.
Yeah, it's my marching path. It's a straightforward march. What do they call that in the Korean War?
Is that why it's dashed?
Dashed?
Because you walk, you have sort of a jagged walk.
Yeah, well, so
stuttering walk. Well, you don't,
I
do you don't
dash.
Slide. You
I don't
just
run.
Slide.
I don't sprint, but I do dash. I do dash.
What else is on the agenda?
Balloons? You haven't spoken a word about the balloons
that have been
shot.
Folks, what fun we had. You saw the news. It was about a week worth of balloons. Every day was a new balloon news. And we, I was laughing and smiling. It was, every day felt like the middle of a birthday party, a little kid's birthday party, and I was the cake. And the candles were the balloons. Were the Russian balloons. And folks, what a pleasure we all had. It was all just a sick joke.
No, it was a pleasure. Diesel, they released a photo today of the balloon. And do you know what it looked like?
What? What did it... I didn't see.
It looked like a satellite with a balloon on it. They have no ideas anymore. No one thinks of things anymore.
They're running out of all ideas.
They do an airplane mixed with a skateboard. They do a balloon mixed with a satellite. Come on. Let's get some real military genius going here. Let's nuke each other. I want to see if I survive.
I would love if North Korea nuked us. Did you imagine?
No, I don't think
I wouldn't love it. I wouldn't love it like a family member.
I'm not in agreement with you, Diesel.
Well, what if Ukraine nuke-bombed us? They would do that, wouldn't they, according to you?
Oh, yeah, they would need to be wiped. They would need to be wiped.
Who's losing that war?
Russia. And they're also the ones I'm fighting for.
What do you see when you fight? Did you go there?
I just see smoke. Honestly. It makes it easier. I don't have to worry about,
It looks like a very boring country.
It's very bland. It's very dull. And, I just see smoke. And I shoot into the smoke.
They definitely don't have traditions or culture.
Nah, they don't have any cultures. Just treasure chests and their loot cabins. They don't have
gold.
Nothing.
Golden gems and just leftover Russian stuff. I also bet they love American crap.
They love it. They have cuddle parties. They cuddle together.
Yes, what a sad sight.
Their president wears a t-shirt.
People are getting shot in the face and buried in open graves. And meanwhile, some teenagers are cuddling with old ladies in the middle of a downtown gazebo.
Gazebo in the winter and just cuddling with an old lady.
The weather there is so terrible. I think it's always 40 degrees.
Never, I was going to say that, 40 degrees.
Never quite snows, never sunshine.
And President Biden went out there this week. It was this big showy moment.
That was very cute.
But President Biden, man, I can't say a bad thing about him. He wears a suit and a tie and just talks off the cuff and he makes gaffes and his hair hangs off the back of his cranium.
The way he talks out of the side of his mouth like an old-fashioned, some kind of old-fashioned movie star.
The way he drops his jaw when he's done saying a sentence, like he's looking at you like, no shit!
Have you ever seen him make the expression, oh, look at you, there you are. His mouth opens really wide and he tucks his bottom lip over his bottom teeth. And he makes his eyes really wide, and his mouth is open really wide. And he's making a cute face, like, oh, there you are. Like, when he sees somebody he knows in the audience, and he wants to give him a little cute face.
I think I could see that. It's part of the United States.
I described it pretty good, actually.
Well, I think that what happened, though, is he showed up as himself and very impressively showed up into a war-torn country. No, not the least of which I'm responsible for some of it. He shows up in a suit and tie, very formal and just, can I say it, presidential? And then you see President Zelensky in his old ratty t-shirt, and you see his diesel. He's got man boobs. He's got his man boobs
out.
You know,
20 minutes ago, I thought him to be a hero, but as you talk about his man boobs,
you see his nip.
It's completely true.
Huh, you see his nip. Yeah.
He's a complete puppet.
One guy's
boobs.
Got nice hair, slicked back, suit tie, and the other guy, you see his nipples.
Lambigan, I love boobs, but I like them being huge and waggling on a woman. Very hot lady.
Make up your mind. If you're going to have boobs, make them big.
I would love to see his, if they could waggle a little bit, but they just kind of poke out.
They don't know what they want.
Just put on a suit. He doesn't have to wear the t-shirts. Army green.
They don't know what they want. They just want to be there. And army green and his black pants. And
he tucks into his pants into his boots.
Strutting around like he's saving the world.
Lambigan,
Damn it!
I wear tennis shoes every day when I go around town. And I live in a more dangerous area than Zelensky's whole country.
Diesel,
he's wearing boots and I'm wearing shoes, sneakers.
Diesel, you're preaching to the choir because the way that Zelensky dresses is a disgrace to his people and is reason enough for Americans to finally wake up and support Russia. Folks, they are lawful and rightful. Diesel, am I on the right track here?
It sounds like it, because from what I understand, Ukraine is completely cultureless. Bland food, no terrain, bad weather, 40 degrees.
Can I tell you what it's like when Ukraine's
short
like?
President.
Short president t-shirt. It's like you walk up to somebody at a party whose eyes are closed, and you start talking to them, and they won't answer you. And you say hi, they won't answer you. You offer them a drink, they won't answer you. You ask them to dance, they won't answer you. Their eyes are closed, they're leaning against the wall. That's Ukraine.
And at the end of the conversation, at the end of the party, they come up to you and say, hey, could you send me 1,000 tanks?
Yes, that's Ukraine. They don't look at you, they don't talk to you, they have nothing to say, nothing to add. Then at the end of the night, they ask for 1,000 tanks.
And folks, we're talking about the government. We're not talking about the beautiful people.
I love the people.
We love the people, of course.
I love
they're
the people.
Fine.
They're wonderful, glorious. They're all old ladies.
They're all old ladies making old, boring food.
And they're all pregnant? all these old pregnant ladies.
It makes me worried for. I think the babies.
Children.
There's not gonna be a lot of babies that survive the old ladies being pregnant with them.
And I think the babies who do get born, I think the older the mother, the worse off the health of the child. So if you've got all these brittle babies, Diesel, and you've got hospital bombings and Wagner storming in and just complete callous disregard for human life, and you're going to be birthing brittle babies?
And folks, not to mention the army, the Ukrainian army is pretty much actually Nazis too. And so we've got little old ladies completely brittle, giving birth to very brittle babies, and the old ladies making very boring food that crumbles before you put it in your mouth, and very dry food. And by the way, they're being protected by Nazis. What are we doing here? It's an easy answer. Let's go.
What do you think? What's go to you? Because I think you and I have a very different idea of go.
My idea is let's go somewhere else. Let's go to Iraq. Let's go back to Iraq. Let's go to.
I think that's a good idea. Let's just go back to Iraq.
Even Vietnam. I would go back to Vietnam. Yes. Everybody should go back there. Let's do it again.
I kind of want to do a ground invasion of North Korea.
Wow. Yes. And there's so many islands still that we could definitely invade. You know, it's just why. And they have nothing, Lambigan. Do they have an export? Not that I would know what that is, but.
A traded good? Who? North Korea?
Ukraine. The Ukraine.
Ah, jeez, no. Yeah. All they got is brittle babies and a president in a t-shirt.
Their biggest export is probably scraps of paper and shells of bullets wasted on nothingness. Because I don't think they can aim. I don't think Russia can aim.
Trust me, there has not been a single Ukrainian bullet planted in a single Wagner associate.
Has there been any casualties from
no,
this war?
Not a single Wagner associate has passed.
Has there been any Ukrainian casualties?
No. Diesel, everyone misses. It's a big game. But I need to ask.
I used to shoot right next to somebody's ear just so the bullet whizzes by them and just to make,
scares the crap out of them.
It's kind of like it's a mock execution. I used to do that when I would gangbang. Do you remember stories of me when I would gangbang?
You gangbang? I don't like. You'd mock execute people in the streets?
Yes. Just a young man on the east side of Cleveland.
Notable. I do wonder, Diesel, if maybe we could persuade North Korea to come up with some sort of. You brought it up, so now I'm running with it. If we could convince North Korea to come up with some sort of export that could turn the tide and make us like them, what do you think they could make for us that.
Maybe straw.
Straw. You feed horses.
Or some kind of chemical. What's the kind of chemical that cows.
Folks, if you're a high ranking official in the American government.
Methane.
Yeah, you could make that. Folks, if you're a high ranking military official, please make me a general. I will solve all of this. Ground invasion of North Korea. Nuclear bomb in Ukraine.
Folks. If you are any kind of high-ranking CIA, anything, FCC, if you are a sergeant out there, I will do anything you say. I will get on the ground and do the army crawl into any nation.
Diesel, if a soldier...
I'll say, sir, yes, sir. I surely serve my country.
Sure, yes, sir.
I always say, sir. Sure, yes, sir. I surely serve my country.
Diesel, if someone in fatigues comes up to me and tells me what to do, I do it. I don't care what your rank, what your number, I don't care how old you are. 18-year-old kid telling me what to do. I will bow down and I will kill for you. Because you serve, sir. Sure, you serve.
If you're a 10-year-old kid wearing fatigues, coming out of a middle school, I will do whatever they say. I will go fight in whatever war they tell me to do.
And you know what you say,
Diesel? Because they served.
And you know what you say? Sure. Because you served, sir. Or I'll say, because you served, sir. Sure. Or I'll say, because you served, sure, sir.
Yes.
I'll do anything they say, little Diesel.
I would kill to see any kind of army of any nation marching in their fancy little formation down my neighborhood street with guns blazing. I would love to see that. People don't appreciate domestic
home war. Invasion. They don't know what it's like to be invaded.
Home invasion, please.
Sitting on the porch with a automatic rifle? Come on. Hello.
It's not even a dare.
Hello.
It's not a dare. I'm not daring another country to invade. I'm saying please. I'm begging.
I
just love that.
Yeah, be my guest.
Because they got to have that in the Revolutionary War and all in Rome. And we don't ever get to do that. I had gang wars, but those, it looks kind of stupid, and everyone's kind of doing, it's a lot of mock execution.
Gang wars always kind of reminds me of a bunch of lost puppy dogs. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's just kind of like watching a bad movie in real life.
It's cute, but it's just like a bad movie.
Do you ever feel like my life is a bad movie?
I've never seen much of a movie.
Do you want to talk about a TV show for a second, in case anyone's listening?
Well, I thought maybe you would want to talk about the explosion that dismembered factory workers in Bedford, and then a plane drove out there to help them, and then 5 people died on the plane. It crashed.
Yes, I did know about that, and it's pretty much, folks, I'm not a psychic, but I know psychics. And pretty much what I'm hearing is that anybody that tries to go and do anything to help somebody is going to get exploded.
Folks.
And not to raise alarm. It's just
true. Don't be alarmed, but just let it.
It's completely true.
Let it be known that if you are looking to help someone, explosion is on the horizon.
Well, especially, it might not be you, but especially if you're just. If you hear of an explosion happening, and then you're like, maybe I should go that way, just don't. Because it could very well, you could be exploded right immediately after.
Folks, if you're listening and you consider yourself a weak, low-minded person, please give us a call. We won't answer. 216-268-2208. Give us a call. We won't answer.
And folks, even if you are really weak-minded and just a complete fool, you just please sign up for the military. Donate your body.
We need more bodies, folks, because this military is weak. China's coming. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Do you ever see...
Xinjiang-pi.
Do you ever see, old-fashioned...
He is, or is it she?
I don't know. I don't know the name of any world leader. Lamigan.
Yes?
Do you ever see someone and think, you could be a body laying out there?
Yes.
And I wish you were. And it's not a dark thought. It's a please serve. Please donate your body and your limbs.
Don't be sad. Don't complain. Just... Please serve.
Even if
Please
you do
serve.
Even if it's friendly fire, even if you friendly fire yourself or your friend friendly fires you, please serve.
Folks, I'm begging you. If you are lost, if you are weak, if you are just unhealthy, enlist.
Serve please. This country.
Serve.
Please.
Sir.
Surely you can serve, sir.
Surely you can serve, sir.
Lemmigan, it's morning. It's a morning show now. We could kind of circle back to the show and it can cycle again. Folks, so it's kind of morning now.
Folks, you're listening to, what do you call it now?
The Good Night Show with Little Diesel and Landon Lambigan in the morning.
Because, folks...
It's nighttime still. It's
nice
dark.
It's nice nighttime. It's dark.
It's dark breakfast.
And it's dark breakfast. You're drinking a dark coffee, eating a dark chocolate
You take
roll.
A completely dark donut.
A dark, dark donut. Maybe it's a black donut. Folks, we are going to be having a premiere screening of our television show, Little Lion's Den, on Thursday, March 9th, at the Winchester Music Tavern. No music, just television. And we'll be talking, we'll be there, we'll be signing things. Folks, make it there. Just try to make it. We would love to have you. And our television show is 10 episodes and probably more. And folks, it is at least 6 hours in length. And we are going to show you a little tidbit, a little preview on March 9th. And then the show itself will premiere on March 13th. But those details will be revealed gradually over time. And we just want you to be happy when you listen to us speak. Good morning.
Good morning, folks. I'm Little Diesel, and...
I'm Landon Lambigan.
A lot of people served and gave their life so you could listen to us on the radio right now. So thank you to those who served. And if you're listening right now, just please serve.